With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton appears to be giving the green light to new social studies standards. They were largely written by right-wing political groups and include Bible lessons in public schools for first and second graders and suggest discrepancies in the 2020 presidential election. Paxton says he won't vote against it, and there is no movement among the GOP majority to oppose the standards. A controversial bill that has been heavily amended still wasn't what members of a House committee could approve. The measure would restrict homeless shelter locations through zoning. Representative Kevin West.
I personally don't feel like just barely over half a mile is too much to ask for this.
The bill failed even a do-pass motion, which is needed for lawmakers to vote on a bill. The measure will stay in committee, which means it could come up again.
Having received 8 ayes and 0 nays, I declare House Bill 1122 to have passed.
With that, the Senate Business Committee advances a bill providing governance over a new niche of competitive sport, slap fighting. The bill allows the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission to halt the unlicensed promotion of professional combative sports and seeks penalties against those who coordinate unsanctioned events. The bill heads to the full Senate for consideration. Governor Stitt appears to take personally the defeat of a bill in a House committee on a new way for the state to collect toll charges from Native nations. He sees it as letting Oklahomans drive the toll roads for free.
Everybody that drives the turnpike should pay the same amount, right? I mean, I don't know who would disagree with me on that or how you could possibly disagree with me.
The House committee voted unanimously to kill the bill, saying it would interfere with ongoing talks to allow tribes to self-report the data for toll fee collection. Since the 1970s, inspectors from the state health department have gone inside county jails to ensure basic health and safety standards. Now there is a bill in the Senate to allow sheriffs to seek a waiver of those inspections on claims of undue hardship. No one can even remember the last time the Oklahoma County Jail passed a health inspection. Covering the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
In 1958, the Hillary family purchased a small telephone company in their hometown of Medicine Park. Now in their third generation, Hillary delivers state-of-the-art services across rural Oklahoma. From Main Street business owners and our future generation of leaders, to farmers at the heart of our rural economies, Hillary is always innovating, consistently connecting, and relentlessly going where others won't. Because every community, every person, matters.
News by Oklahomans for Oklahomans is our mantra. The Radio Oklahoma News Network has anchors and reporters all based here in the state. We are the only state network with a state capitol correspondent walking the halls of the capitol. Radio Oklahoma Network is a great partnership with the News on 6 and News 9, which includes their experienced meteorologists. Listen to the latest Radio Oklahoma newscast on Spotify.com.